რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 14 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. თავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრი და არასაპარლამენტო ოპოზიციის წარმომადგენლები საარჩევნო რეფორმის საკითხზე მსჯელობენ. სამი თვის განმავლობაში აფხაზეთი ელექტროენერგიას გრაფიკით მიიღებს. ავღანეთის პრეზიდენტი აცხადებს, რომ დამარხავს ისლამურ სახელმწიფოს ავღანეთში. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. საქართველოს მთავრობის ადმინისტრაციაში მიმდინარეობს პრემიერ-მინისტრის გიორგი კვირიკაშვილის და არასაპარლამენტო ოპოზიციური პარტიების წარმომადგენლების შეხვედრა. მის დაწყებამდე ინტერპარტიული ჯგუფის ხელმძღვანელმა ახალი მემარჩვენეების ლიდერმა მამუკა კაციტაძემ ჟურნალისტებს უთხრა, რომ პრემიერთან საუბრის თემაა საარჩევნო კანონმდებლობის ხარვეზები და საარჩევნო რეფორმის საოცილებლობა. ოპოზიციური პარტიების მთავარი მოთხოვნაა გაუქმდეს მაშორიტარული სისტემა და მხოლოდ პროპორციული სისტემით ჩატარდეს უკვე 2016 წლის საპარლამენტო არჩევნები. მაშორიტარული წესის გაუქმებას არც მართველი კოალიცია ქართული ოცნება ეწინააღმდეგება, თუმცა საპარლამენტო უმრავლესობის მიერ შარშან მიღებული საკანონმდებლო ცვლილებით მხოლოდ პროპორციული სისტემით არჩევნები 2020 წლიდან ჩატარდება. საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრის განცხადებით ის მზად არის პოლიტიკურ პროცესში ჩართულობა გაზარდოს და დაამკვიდროს ურთიერთობის გაცილებით მაღალი კულტურა, რაც განსაკუთრებით მნიშვნელოვანია წინასაარჩევნო პერიოდში. შეიძლება რაღაც გავითვალისწინოთ და რაღაც არა, მაგრამ მთავარია კონფრონტაციული ფორმატიდან გამოვიდეთ და საუბრის ფორმატში გადავიდეთ, განაცხადა კვირიკაშვილმა არასაპარლამენტო ოპოზიციის წარმომადგენლებთან შეხვედრის დასაწყისში. დღეიდან 25 იანვრიდან 3 თვის განმავლობაში ელექტროენერგიას გრაფიკით მიიღებს აფხაზეთის დე-ფაქტო რესპუბლიკის მოსახლეობა. ადგილობრივი კომპანიის ჩერნომორენერგოს დირექტორის ასლან ბასარიას განცხადებით, ენგურჰეში წყლის დონე შემცირებულია და გრაფიკის გარეშე წელს მარტიდან აფხაზეთი შესაძლო ელექტროენერგიის გარეშე დარჩეს. ასლან ბასარიას განმარტებით, ენგურჰეს ელექტროენერგიის ძირითად მოცულობას გამოიმუშავებს ზაფხულში, რომელიც ჩარშან გვალვია ანი იყო და დასავლეთ საქართველოში მდებარე ჯვრის წყალსაცავში წყლის დონე 17 მეტრით შეამცირა. ჩერნომორ ენერგოს დირექტორის ინფორმაციით, შექმნილი მდგომარეობის გათვალისწინებით აფხაზეთში იძულებით დაწესებული გრაფიკი 15 აპრილამდე იმოქმედებს. ოკუპირებული აფხაზეთის მოსახლეობას ელექტროენერგიის მიწოდება რაიონების მიხედვით მონაცვლეობით შეუწყდება დღის და ღამის განმავლობაში 2-2 საათით. ავღანეთის პრეზიდენტი აშრაფ ღანი აცხადებს, რომ დამარხავს ექსტრემისტების გაერთიანება ისლამურ სახელმწიფოს, რომლის წევრებიც ავღანეთში დაუპირისპირდნენ მთავრობის ჯარებს და თალიბ ექსტრემისტებს. ღანი ბრიტანეთის სამაუწყებლო კორპორაცია BBC-სთან ინტერვიუში აღნიშნა, რომ ისლამური სახელმწიფო არ არის ავღანური ფენომენი და მისმა სისასტიკემ ხალხთან გაუცხოება გამოიწვია. ღანი გამოვიდა ისლამის ექსტრემისტებთან რეგიონულ და საერთაშორისო დონეზე სპირებისკენ მოწოდებით. ის შეეხო ასევე თალიბანთან მოლაპარაკებას. აღნიშნა, რომ თუ თალიბანთან სამშვიდობო მოლაპარაკება მომდევნო კვირებში არ დაიწყება, კონფლიქტი გამწვავდება, რაც გავლენას იქონიებს მთელს რეგიონზე. ირანის პრეზიდენტი ჰასან როჰანი დღეს იწყებს თავის პირველ ევროპულ ტურნეს, მას შემდეგ, რაც ძალაში შევიდა შეთანხმება ირანის ბირთვული პროგრამის შესახებ. პარიზსა და რომში 5-დღიანი ვიზიტისას პრეზიდენტთან ერთად დელეგაციაში შედიან ნავთობისა და გაზის მინისტრები და მთავრობის სხვა წარმომადგენლები. ისლამური რესპუბლიკა გამოდის საერთაშორისო იზოლაციიდან მას შემდეგ, რაც 16 იანვრიდან შემსუბუქდა მის წინააღმდეგ მოქმედი ეკონომიკური სანქციები ბირთვული პროგრამის შეზღუდვის სანაცვლოდ. 25 იანვარს გაიმართება როჰანის შეხვედრა იტალიის პრეზიდენტთან და პრემიერ-მინისტრთან. ვიზიტის ფარგლებში დიალოგი გაიმართება ასევე ბიზნეს სექტორის წარმომადგენლებთან და იუწყებიან, რომ ირანის პრეზიდენტი შეხვდება რომის პაპს. 28 იანვარს კი ირანის პრეზიდენტი პარიზს ეწვევა. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ის მარიამ ჭიაურელმა გაგაცნოთ. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, it is so good to have you back inside the Soul Lounge. We're going to turn the lights down low and, of course, turn the music up loud. And I've got some great songs for you this week. We've got new music from Kat DeLuna inspired by a reggae classic. I told you I was going to give you some more reggae, so I'm keeping my promise. Also, the latest from our friend Avery Sunshine. You're definitely going to love this one and the song that everyone has been talking about, New Rihanna, is on the way as well. But we're going to start off a little slower than that. So you remember back in the 90s, probably one, maybe even all, of your favorite R&B songs were sung, written maybe, by a gentleman who goes by the name of Case. Well, he's been kind of quiet, and apparently over the last couple of years, he's been working on a new album called Heaven's Door, and he released the first single, a very silky smooth one, something that we've come to expect from Case. It's called Shook Up. So let's start things off right now inside the Soul Lounge.
Now this here ain't no ordinary love, and I be hooked on you just like a drug. Cause you got what I'm needing, damn my body's fiending. I can't go one day without your love. Now this ain't something that I usually do, but for some reason I can't keep my cool. Since the day I met you, must be something special. Got me shook up with the things you do.
We make love, we make love.
Music is the language of the soul.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
All that's on my mind is, oh,
sunshine slowing it all the way down. That's called Sweet Afternoon inside the Soul Lounge. Of course, as you know, she is a friend of the Soul Lounge. And if you log on to voanews.com and then you go to the programs tab and then the TV tab and then you scroll down to Music Alley, you can find my interview and the performance that Avery Sunshine blessed us with here at the VOA studios. Again, the album is called The Sunroom. If you don't have it already, you need to get it. So coming up next, an artist has got some folks in my hometown of Detroit, Michigan, pretty upset. He was supposed to be starring in a production of a James Brown musical in Detroit, but according to the producer, simply walked away. Said, you know what, I'm not going to do it, because he had a couple of concerts, allegedly, that paid more money and were in support of his new album, and so he's putting his project first. I'm talking about Johnny Gill. Yeah, you remember him. He does have an album out. It's his seventh. It is called Game Changer, and we're going to move on to the title track, which was actually written or co-written by Babyface, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, so you know it's a good one. Here's Johnny Gill with Game Changer inside the Soul Lounge.
You ain't never gotta ask, never gotta question my love. I ain't never gonna let nothing come between us, my baby. The way I see it, girl, we can do the world, we can have whatever we want. It's not like you're not worth it, more than deserve it. Girl, when it comes down to love, you're a game changer.
That's what you are. Mm-hmm.
Girl, you changed the game for me. Trying to take down everything I would meet. Well, when you came along, baby girl, you changed it all and stopped all my pain. I guess what I'm saying, girl, when it comes down to love, you're a game changer.
Change
the game on me, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
my player's card. I don't wanna play no more. I don't wanna play this game no more, yeah.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Yeah, it's the Pied Piper of R&B, y'all.
Whoa.
Follow me.
Yeah.
Chicago and them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don Juan and them.
Yeah.
This is for y'all. The remix.
Said I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight. Somewhere, and I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight. Somewhere, I know
one thing's for sure.
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes,
and I'ma hit the door
and go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love.
I'm gonna
step in the name of love.
Then I'm gonna
clap in the name.
Champagne somewhere, and you can be sure that somebody's gonna make love night until the day. Oh, one thing's
for sure.
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes,
and I'ma hit the door
and go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love.
Yeah.
Step in the name of love.
Whoa. I wanna be the first one to hit the floor.
So tell the DJ to turn it up.
Turn it up.
Cause it feels so good.
Dancing to this remix makes me wanna step. Cause it's a cut.
Clap in the name of love.
Oh, babe.
Clap in the name of love.
Go on.
Clap in the name of love.
Yeah.
Clap in the name of love.
Step in the name.
Step in the name of love.
Flow.
Step, step, side to side, round and round, dip it now, separate, bring it back. Now let me see you do the love slide. Step, 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 side to side.
Keep on stepping,
step it now,
separate, round and round, side to side. Separate and bring it back.
Step, step, side to side, round and round, dip it now.
Come on and step in the name of love. I will live it. Step, step, stop. Take the cup. DJ's rocking that song for us. If anybody asks why we're stepping, tell them that we did it for love, yeah. Did it for love, yeah.
Let me see you do.
Regina and George Daniels, I love you, baby. Henry Love, I see you. DJ Wayne Williams, spinning the records. Make sure you spin this one, baby. All right. And let's go.
least let's not forget the most talented man in the world on the guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Donnie Lyle. Say on, Flair. And all my fans out there, I just want to thank you for supporting me in this Chocolate Factory album.
From his 2003 album, Chocolate Factory, of course, that's R. Kelly's Step in the Name of Love inside the Soul Lounge. See all those folks dancing? Actually, stepping is a style of dancing. It's a partner dancing. It's very popular in Chicago, and it kind of goes by different names in different areas of the U.S. Where I'm from in Detroit, we call it ballroom, and in Washington, D.C., they call it hustling. But let me tell you this, if you ever make it to the U.S., you make sure you find someone to take you to some of these clubs so you can see it for yourself. Now, if that's not a possibility for you, I went ahead and posted the video to that song up on my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ and the number one to see it. Coming up next, an artist that's been around for a while. She was born in the Bronx until her parents moved her at a very young age to the Dominican Republic, which is where they're from. And so in her music, you can hear a lot of that kind of hardcore hip hop influence from New York and a lot of those sweet Caribbean rhythms from the Dominican Republic and Jamaica. In fact, this next song by Kat DeLuna is inspired by a classic Jamaican reggae cut. She gets some help from Trey Songz on this one. We're going to keep it moving. This is Bum Bum inside the Soul Lounge.
If you wanna love me, you gotta do it right. Cause every queen need a king who wants a body all day, all night. We could do it in the shower, we could do it on the floor. You could get it every hour, boy, there's so much more.
Could I replace that?
Bum, bum.
I just wanna see you shake that.
Bum, bum.
Cataluna, Trey Songz, Bum Bum, Inside the Soul Lounge. New music for you there. Maybe that one will put her back on the map. All right, stick around. On the other side, I've got the new one from Rihanna, and your parents probably remember Confunction. They've got a new cut, and I've got that one for you as well. Teedra Moses next. This is Be Your Girl, Inside the Soul Lounge. Welcome once again to the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, Shauna Renee, and we are here once again inside the Voice of America Auditorium in Washington, D.C., with a group that has educated, entertained, and empowered audiences all over the world for 40 years. You, my friends, are in for a treat. Welcome, Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. Yes, I'm glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me.
I'm so glad they prayed.
I'm so glad.
Yes, I'm glad they prayed.
Yes,
Sweet Honey and The Rock. Hey, welcome to the Soul Lounge. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the new album. Now, I think I have to do it like this. Hashtag Love and Evolution. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's dropped January the 22nd. Mm-hmm. Now, am I correct? This is your 24th album? Is it 20?
I think it's 24.
Okay, but the first one in quite some time, though, in about 9 years.
That's not actually true.
Really? Okay.
It's the first studio recording.
Studio recording.
We actually had live at Lincoln Center.
Right, okay.
Just a couple of years ago.
Okay. Yeah. How do you determine then when it's time to go into the studio and actually release a studio recording? Like, is it just when inspiration hits you, or
money
the label?
Gets in the account?
Money gets in the account.
Appreciate your honesty.
Well, there used to be a pattern every year and a half, something was released.
Okay.
And I'd say probably in the last 10 years, it just kind of, you know, we were just in transition.
Okay.
You know, there were a lot of things going on with the group, and, you know, Bernice Johnson-Regan retired, mm-hmm. and we were just, you know, working it out and figuring out where we were going to go. But we did have 2007, we had our Grammy-nominated children's recording.
That's right.
Experience 101, produced by Natanji Bolaita-Cassell. And then after that, right after that, was our Going Grace, which was the soundtrack for our Alvin Ailey collaboration that we did with them in 2008-09. Mm-hmm. And then 11, we recorded, like she said, Jazz at Lincoln Center, a tribute. That was released in 12,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Now, you mentioned that the group was kind of going through some changes, and over the course of 40 years, and congratulations on that, by the way. That is an accomplishment to have been in the business, in existence, and doing this powerful work for so long. But in the course of those years, there have been quite a few combinations, and I've seen maybe three combinations, I think, in the time that I've known about you. And I've always wondered, it always seems so seamless. Mm. Like, it always seems like whoever's with you is supposed to be there or has always been there. And I'm thinking, how do you choose who comes along? Is it, do you use auditions, or is there a feeling or something else that helps you determine who fits?
Yes, we do hold auditions.
Okay.
We held auditions when Bernice Johnson-Regan retired from the group. Mm-hmm. Large auditions. It went on for like, what, a week or 2 weeks?
No,
it
3 days.
3 days.
Oh, that was all 3 days?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was just long days.
Yeah.
It was just long days. Long, mad days, but just a lot of singing, a lot of people.
Right.
And then when Isai retired from the group, we had auditions again.
Okay.
And a large group of sisters came to audition. It was
Two auditions that I've experienced, you don't go in one at a time. The whole group of people sing together the whole time.
Wow.
You're in the room. So that's probably part of the seamlessness or
the
energy, mm-hmm. the synergy, yeah. how people, you know, who comes in late. It's a total experience. So you get to watch everything at
the
one
interaction
time.
Of
the singers, just the people, that come are coming together.
And what's interesting about it, I know when I came back, you know, into the group, there were other Sweet Honey members who were not doing anything that would stop them from being back in the group. But I think one of the things I remember Bernice saying is, like, sometimes you just feel the need where the group is, the personality. And I was asked to come back in twice. And I came back. I just said, okay, the second time around, because I had a small child the first time I was asked. Mm-hmm. And it just is, I think, very fortunate, I think, whoever comes in to the group and what they bring, because everybody brings something different, and it's not where we were back in 1973, it's not where the group was in 1980, it's just constantly moving and changing, expanding, so we always want energies that's going to help us grow. Mm-hmm. Because
and the group makes it a point, I think, to embrace a new person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, if somebody comes in, it's understood this is going to be a new configuration, a new sound.
Yeah.
This is going to be a new sound. Let's find that sound.
Right. Mm-hmm. Speaking of new sounds, this new album has something that surprised me, and instrumentation. There's you have a bass player now. I mean, we saw him perform with you. Tell me about that. Like, how did that come about, and who is he? And, you know, he seems once again to be part of that synergy.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
Yes,
he's a very sweet young man.
Oh, yeah.
We were so happy to have him audition when a bass player that we were working with previously couldn't make it. He had a tour to India or something. And so we began to look for another bass player, and God brought us Romare. He's just amazing.
Great. He's great.
Beautiful.
Romare. And I noticed, too, that he doesn't have as much life experience as the other. That's a way of saying he's younger.
Yeah.
Right. You know, he doesn't have a lot of, but he brings a new energy, and I was wondering if that was something that you did intentionally, kind of to bring in that that youthful energy.
Yes.
And how that affects
primarily jazz. He's primarily a jazz musician.
Okay.
He plays everywhere, all over the place.
Mm-hmm. But having the men on stage started with like jazz at Lincoln Center,
no,
right?
No, we started back in remember in 76, the first recording.
I mean, yes, we've had men on stage before.
Yeah,
I'm talking about this group, this configuration, how we decided to come into that. But it started with the Jazz at Lincoln Center project,
mm-hmm.
where we did a tribute to Abby Lincoln,
Nina
Simone, Odetta, and Mary McCabe with a jazz trio.
Wow.
And that's how we got started with the young men. And we were clear we wanted male energy on the stage.
Yeah. That makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It does make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And young guys.
Yeah.
Who were very accomplished, you know, and whatever their instrumentation was, very accomplished. But Parker, our first bass player, Parker, he's 20.
Okay.
21. But he had done so much and it played with so many people by the time. The same with Romare. He has massive experience, you know, playing with different kinds of music. But we're blessed because he's excellent on the acoustic bass and really wonderful on the electric bass as well. He's good people.
He sounds wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
The new album, you're using the hashtag, there's some LOLs and IDKs. This is like a new language. This is the young people's language that they use a lot in text messaging, for example. I'm just curious, how important was it to you to incorporate that in, or what was the reasoning behind that? Because I notice sometimes some groups can be a little resistant to change or to embracing the youth or the younger culture, the pop culture.
Yeah. You have to do that.
I think sometimes we refer to ourselves as the young elders.
Okay.
And I have a 21-year-old son.
I have a 30.
Yes, and we're kind of in with young people, and we, just like in the words of Ella Baker, we embrace young people and their ideas and the culture, and we have to somehow be connected always. We can't remove ourselves and just stay back here. And so that was one way, you know, with the songs and that we've done and the titles of the songs and what we're singing about, to try to make some of those inroads. And we've always done that, at least since I've been in the group. We've always had, you know, rap songs or hip hop or whatever, along with the traditional spirituals and gospel and all of that. So I think we're always trying to, you know, cross that bridge.
Mm. And then Sweet Honey's audiences have always been intergenerational.
Sure.
Yes, you know, people will come and say, I grew up on Sweet Honey, or this is my child, I'm introducing him to Sweet Honey. And
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, too, in addition to being a young elder, you're also a teacher. And I love the song that you have called O Sankofa, which is just that, sort of teaching a history lesson, if you will. So I want you all, if you don't mind, to perform that, and then we'll come back and continue to talk about the new album.
Okay.
Sweet Honey and Arat.
Thank you.
June 1st, 1921, throughout the streets of Greenwood, the killing
And by the time the day was over, business, churches, schools, and more, little Africa, our Black Wall Street, was completely destroyed. It was a time of lynching across the USA. Hateful greed in so many hearts resembled life today. We must remember, perhaps forgive, but don't forget, so we will not repeat the past mistakes that we'll regret. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Settled here, forced into Tulasee, along the tragic trail of tears. Railroads brought new settlers, oil discovered in this place. African Americans began to prosper in this strong economic base. Profits earned stayed within this new community. Wealth was built, business grew, so did hate and jealousy. Many thought that this success was not for those whose skin was black. Made a plan to bring it down with a deadly attack. Ooh, oh, oh. For the terror they would wage. Greenwood bombed from the air, little Africa burned to the ground. The residents of Black Wall Street were murdered and gunned down. Reports that thousands were killed, thousands displaced, so many injured, a wild mass looting took place. Churches, schools, restaurants, libraries, grocery stores, the hospital, bank, and bus system, all of Greenwood destroyed. Oh.
All right, we're back with Sweet Honey in the Rock inside the VIP room on Soul Lounge. Ladies, I would like to read something to you. I know you're familiar with this because it comes from your website. It is a quote from Harry Belafonte about your group. He says, "I have always believed art is the conscience of the human soul and that artists have the responsibility not only to show life as it is, but to show life as it should be. Mm. Sweet Honey in the Rock has withstood the onslaught. She has been unprovoked by the 30 pieces of silver. Her songs led us to the well of truth that nourishes the will and the courage to stand strong. She is the keeper of the flame." Wow. I thought that was so powerful. Mm-hmm. And I assume that you all see yourselves that way, but I just am interested from your perspective, what does that mean to be the keeper of the flame?
Crickets.
No.
I'm thinking, I also must, you know, it is a profound statement. And the only thing that I can come up with from my perspective, I know that we are that, but I hardly ever think about the group in that light. I think about us as just being, you know, everyday, marvelously everyday people who are expressing in a way that we want to bring people along, we want to inspire people. And I think in daily life, those are the kinds of things that you want to do. I'm glad that we do occupy some wonderful legacy in a wonderful place in our culture and in American culture and world culture that our music and our messages do. But for me, it's just really getting up every day and hitting it again. And I think those are the kinds of things that keep a legacy going and keep people inspired.
Mm. When I think about it, I think, even listening to this recording, how everybody deals with issues that's important to them, or issues that might be important to the group. And then we put them in our music, and then we put them on the stage, and then we have a conversation about it with the audience. And in that light, I could see us being keepers of a flame, because I think different issues resonate with different people in the audience. So that's what keeps it alive. Mm. We're speaking into lives of people in the audience, you know. Yeah. They know this experience, or they have this thought, or they have this same concern, and
Or we bring up something that they never thought about, or they didn't hear, they didn't look at it that way until, you know, they heard that particular song. I saw something somebody wrote like that, like on Facebook or something. They said, "I hadn't thought about it that way until I heard you sing that particular song." Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Yeah. And I think especially now with what is going on in our country here in the United States, what is going on internationally, that Mr. Belafonte is right, that in a sense artists are the conscious, or they have to be conscientious, responsible in a way. Is that how you feel as well, that artists have a responsibility to speak to a particular perspective? Do you speak to your perspective? Do you think more about the audience? Mm.
Wow. I think artists have to do, you know, what they feel. Mm. I think because if you try to do something because, well, I should do this or I should be talking about that, it doesn't really come out the way it should. It has to be something that you feel from inside. Mm-hmm. And then when you feel that from inside, the music will flow, the lyrics will flow, it'll speak of you, and it will touch someone much more deeply than whether you're trying to just be commercial or, you know, need to, you know, speak on an issue through my music.
I also think that the idea of being an artist, I mean, there are people who are recording artists, there are people who are actors, but there are not a whole lot of people are looking at their craft. It's a craft. Mm. Look at your craft as I'm, you know, creating art. Some people are creating, you know, really commercial items that are going to appeal, like you said, commercially to a wide range of people and make a lot of money, but they're not really saying anything. Visually, when you look at it, you don't feel anything. You don't have an emotional experience. But I think the artist, as Aisha's saying, really does bring people to something core, something really, it just hits you in your heart, and you know that's true. Mm-hmm.
It's
truth.
It's authentic. You feel the authenticity.
Artists have always done that, though.
Yeah, people who are artists.
I know this is going on today, but I think it's always happened. Sure. Pre-Sweet Honey, pre-Alberta, and I just think that's what artists have done.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I love the fact that you're telling those stories, and that's really such a big part of our culture, the griots telling the stories, right. And to continue to do this and to have such a powerful group of black women do it, I think is important, because we don't always get the opportunity.
Right. That's right.
To tell our stories. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I only have a few minutes left, and I have a game that I play with everyone who comes inside the Soul Lounge. Uh-oh. So it's
you
three questions. So
I'm not.
Don't worry, no. Everyone gets nervous. It's real easy. So it's three questions. There are four of you. So two of you can answer the same question, or you can all answer. The first question is, if you are, let's say it's. You know, it's a Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, and you're doing laundry or, you know, going to the grocery store, whatever it is that you're doing in your daily life. What are you playing?
I knew it.
What are you playing? What are you listening to?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't really listen to music a lot.
Okay. Okay.
I go back and I come forward. So if I'm going back, I'm listening to Marvin Gaye and the OJs.
Okay.
Okay. If I come forward, I'm probably listening to somebody like Jill Scott. I think she's a beautiful poet and an artist and singer. I just love her sensibility.
Okay. And you listen to Terrence Blanchard.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do listen to Terrence Blanchard.
Very good. Okay. So now it's Saturday night and you and the one that you love the most are hanging out at home, fire, wine, and all that. What are you listening to then, if anything?
Nothing. I'm hugging myself, telling myself how wonderful I am.
Okay, that's fair enough. Just romantic music to put you in the mood. Is there anything in particular?
I think for me, I'm just listening to music all day.
I
just eat it like it's food for me.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm listening to everything from Indian ragas to African decora players to, you know, the whole gamut, you know, Omar Sosa, Buika, I love her, I listen to, you know, Erykah Badu, the whole range of jazz, R&B, African music, Japanese koto.
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening to all of that, you know, and it could be, for me, a very, very romantic, along with the soothing and it's a healing vibe.
Yeah, nice. Okay, last question. When you're down and you need to be lifted, is there a particular genre or artist or anything that you listen to that lifts you up?
Walter Hawkins.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I think for me it's Earl Klug or Brazilian music.
Okay.
Like Elaine Elias or, you know, anyone that has a certain kind of soothing sound. And that's also what I like to listen to in the mornings as well.
Okay.
I just like my day to start off a certain kind of way.
Ladies, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Before we let you go, though, I would love for you to perform another song to take us out. And again, congratulations on the album, and hopefully we'll have you back. I'm sure you'll be around.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
And
thank you, everybody watching.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And thank you for spending time with us inside the Soul Lounge. We'll be back. Take care of yourself and each other.
I don't want no trouble at the river.
I don't want no trouble at the river.
Well, I don't want no trouble at the river.
I don't want no trouble at the river.
Well, I don't want no.
თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
ჩემთვის თავისუფლება უპირველეს ყოვლისა ნიშნავს უდიდეს პასუხისმგებლობას. პასუხისმგებლობას როგორც ჩვენ საკუთარ საქციელზე, ასევე პასუხისმგებლობას სხვის მიმართ. და მე ვთვლი, რომ სწორედ აი ამ გაგებით უნდა მოვეკიდოთ ამ ცნებას, რომელიც ძალიან დიდი დატვირთვის არის. ეს არის მაფრაცნება, რომელსაც ღირს ცხოვრება და ბრძოლა.
გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე, FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge.